Thank you so much for joining us, John.
It's my pleasure, Ruby.
Now, let's start from the earliest history. Cockatoo Island is called Waray Mar by Indigenous Australians. Now, is there a possibility that the island used to be an Indigenous settlement?
Well, we really have no idea because there's no evidence remaining whatsoever of any early Aboriginal occupation of the island. During white settlement, it's been worked over extensively, so there's very little of the original surface left. It's quite possible that people did visit the island for fishing expeditions. They may not have had a settlement there because water supply would have been a problem.
Right, of course. Now, Cockatoo. Why Cockatoo? How did Cockatoo Island get its name?
Well, there are various stories about that, none of which I'm sure are absolutely right. It was first suggested that, in fact, it was named Goat Island, and the island we know as Goat was first called Cockatoo Island. So I'm not sure, but I suspect it might have had something to do with a flock of birds.
Of course. Well, I do like the sound of Goat Island, but I do love goats. It's a personal preference.
Oh, well, that's obviously a personal one.
Now, tell us more on Cockatoo Island's history as a convict prison in the 19th century.
Well, convicts were moved there in 1839 from Norfolk Island and from other locations, and they were given the task of constructing their own accommodation out of the rocks of the island and quarrying stone on the island for use in good works around the colony. For example, the original sea wall in Sydney Cove, Circular Quay, is built out of rocks which were quarried on Cockatoo Island. So they had a pretty hard life. It was originally intended that there should be no more than about 200 prisoners there, but it got several times that at various times, and the conditions were not good.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, you were the final CEO of the dockyard on Cockatoo. It was the key as a naval dockyard for the Royal Australian Navy, even being the main shipbuilding and repair facility in the Southwest Pacific.
Now, yes, the dockyard era began in the 1840s, really, when there was a need to build a dock in Sydney to be able to dock ships of the Royal Navy in this part of the world. The local authorities decided that Cockatoo Island would be a good location, I suspect mainly because of the available labour, and set about building what is now the Fitzroy Dock on the island. And that was dug by the convicts, and it commenced operations in December 1857. A second dock, the big dock, the Sutherland Dock, was completed by free contractors, free labour, in 1890. And shipbuilding began on the island in 1870 when the New South Wales Public Works Harbours and Rivers Department took over the operation of the dockyard activity from the prison authorities. And they started to build the small dredges and tugs and craft like that to keep the ports of New South Wales open. So the dockyard had a history of about 134 years of activity until it closed at the end of 1991.
Right. And just how instrumental was the Cockatoo Dockyard during war efforts?
Well, when the Royal Australian Navy was formed, initially, of course, the Commonwealth Naval Forces in 1901, it became the Royal Australian Navy in 1911, the Navy needed a dockyard somewhere to maintain its ships and look after them. Various sites were considered, but in the end, it was decided by Cockatoo Island from the New South Wales government. And in January 1913, Cockatoo Island became the Commonwealth Naval Dockyard, Cockatoo Island, the first dockyard of the new Royal Australian Navy. Naval shipbuilding began there a little bit earlier because after the 1909 Imperial Defence Conference in London, the shape of the new Royal Australian Navy had been determined. A battle cruiser, three cruisers, six destroyers, and intended to be three submarines. Some of the destroyers and one of the cruisers were to be built in Australia, and that job was given to Cockatoo Island, and that work was set in train just before the Commonwealth took over. But of course, 1913 was just before the outbreak of World War I, and during that time, the employment in Cockatoo Island grew to its highest level ever, which was just a bit over 4,000 in 1919. And in addition to building the destroyers and the cruisers, the dockyard converted many ships to troop ships to carry the Australians to Europe during the war, and a great deal of ship repair work for Allied navies as well as the Royal Australian Navy. It was a very busy place, and it was being redeveloped at the time as well, with a lot of work being done on plant and facilities.
Goodness, how about that history, eh? Well, fast forward to now.
Yes.
How can people access Cockatoo Island today, and what exactly do they do on the island now?
Well, Cockatoo Island's extremely accessible. It's in the very good care of the Sydney Harbour Federation Trust, and it's been preserved for the people of Australia. You can get there by ferry. In fact, the ferry services to Cockatoo Island today are better than they were. We ran it as a dockyard. And you can camp there if you want to. There's excellent camping facilities. There are houses which you can lease for a while. And there are occasionally major events on the island, like Biennale and things like that, which are an attraction. So it's very, very accessible by ferry at any time.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, John. It's been great having a chat with you.
It's a pleasure, Ruby.